The Census Bureau says there are 47 million people in the United States without health insurance, more than 5 million of them, according to a study recently revealed by the Urban Institute, are children. Now, that figure is cited by many Democrats in Congress who are pushing to renew and increase funding for the state Children's Health Insurance Program that provides insurance to children of families that don't qualify for programs like Medicaid. But there are reports that many families who qualify for the program don't even know about it. Add that to the legions of uninsured adults who use emergency rooms for basic health care, you have increased costs all around. Dr. Robert Simon, interim chief of the Cook County Bureau of Health Services, joins us from his office in Chicago. Dr. Simon, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for interviewing
me. Now, you oversee, among many other responsibilities, the John C. Stroger Hospital there. Do you run into this in emergency room a lot, that you treat a lot of patients who could qualify for this program but just don't know about it?
Yes, we do. Actually, I would say probably 30% of the patients who come to not just our emergency room, but probably in most emergency rooms, many emergency rooms, perhaps up to 40 or 50% could be seen in an urgent care center in a much lower cost facility than an emergency room.
Do hospitals see it, particularly a public hospital like Stroger, as part of what they do in the community to try and alert people that they can qualify for this kind of coverage?
I think we do. We try hard to get people to go through the process of getting eligible for Medicaid, for SSI disability, those kinds of things, so that we can bring in the money we need to take care of the 47% of patients that have no insurance. The uninsured, which is a gigantic portion of our million patients that we see, they're a little bit more wealthy than qualifies for Medicaid or public aid, and yet they're too young for Medicare. Those patients fall through the cracks, and that's who we take care of. And there's solutions to this crisis that are really basic. The problem is we have to take it away from the lobbyists, away from the politicians, and say, okay, let's test out the various solutions and see what works.
Do you think there's room for experimentation, trying different things?
Absolutely. You want to know the solution? Basically, four hospitals in the nation should be designated as test sites. Mm-hmm. They should be deregulated. What happens is these four test sites, just like a research protocol for cancer, test all the possible solutions, and then come up with the answers. Let me give you an example.
Please.
Let's assume that one of the solutions that is going to be tested is a universal piece of paper, one or two pages long, that every insurance company is mandated to use. In other words, Blue Cross, Aetna, Medicare, everybody uses the same form, so there's no multiple forms and applications. That alone would cut about $15 billion just on paperwork. Number two, let's say you have 10 drugs that basically do the same thing, but the cost range is from $40 to $10 a month. What happens at these four beta test sites is they test them all. If they really do the same thing, then why not just simply say that Medicare and therefore all the other insurance companies are only going to pay for the $10 one? Let me go on one more step further. Let's say that we find that 25% of everybody that comes into the emergency room could be seen safely, equal quality, same safety, with a physician assistant seeing him unsupervised, unless they have some complication, then they're referred to the physician, and charge at a physician assistant rate. Don't charge at a doctor rate. That reduces the cost tremendously.
So pick four hospitals in the country the way you do if you're testing a drug, and test some of these ideas and what works.
You keep. It's really a simplistic solution, but in all honesty, it's the only way. Think about it. How are you going to challenge the pharmaceutical industry and the bigger fight, the insurance industry, who a couple of years ago made $42 billion, billion? How are you going to challenge these powerful groups? You can't. The only way to challenge them is not to challenge them, but rather test out everybody's solutions, and no one can be against that. If a research protocol shows that this particular thing works, then you adopt it.
Dr. Robert Simon, interim chief of the Cook County Bureau of Health Services, thanks very much.
Thank you.